joined in studio with two air conditioning contractors based here in Arizona, Intelligent Design of Tucson and Rias Air Conditioning of Phoenix. And Dan will start the conversation with us this hour. He couldn't hold, but it was a great question because it has to do with air filters.
Wanted to know what you guys recommend as the best filter for air conditioning. And boy, I have a definite opinion on this, but let's go around the panel of experts here. Jeff Carmichael of Rias, Andrew Dobbins of Intelligent Design from up from Tucson, who's also our certified plumber down in Tucson as well. So, Jeff, we'll start with you. What filters do you like to see people installing?
Well, I'm highly against washable filters because of the pressure that puts on your actual air conditioning system. We want air to travel into that system with as least resistance as possible, while maintaining good clean air on the output side. So depending what your circumstances will greatly determine what type of filter you need, meaning allergies, if you have a real sensitivity to air in the house. I use a pleated filter. Our approach is just using a regular 1-inch pleated filter. And if dust and allergies and all that is an issue, there's different air purifying systems that we install into your actual central air conditioning system to clean the air on the outtake side rather than the intake side.
And when you're talking about the washable air filters, you know, probably one of the more common ones is the one Paul Harvey advertised for years. And who doesn't love Paul Harvey, right? But he was endorsing an electrostatic filter that you would install. And the problem with the electrostatic filter is as the air moves through it, it actually grabs the pollen, the pet hair, the skin follicles, the dust, just through static electricity.
Correct.
It's so efficient and it's so effective that if you're not really cleaning it correctly about every 2 weeks, it's such a good filter, you're choking your equipment.
Correct. Yeah, it's like sucking a milkshake through a coffee straw is what I tell most of them.
Or running a marathon, breathing through a straw.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So that's going to kill your efficiency when all your end result goal is just trying to get clean air, and there's a vast majority of products that can achieve that goal without putting the strain on your air conditioning system.
And before we go to all the other things, I mean, there's lights that you can put in there, there's electric filters you can put in there, but before we go there, let's stay just on the conventional.
Okay.
Andrew, you got the spun fiberglass.
Yes. So the best
99 cents.
How to explain the spun fiberglass or hog hair. They're I call them your boulder catchers, and a lot of people will use them because they don't have the pressure restriction. The challenge is that all filters are rated in something called MERV. And to give you a spectrum of what that means, the hog hair are going to be like a MERV 4. Your nose and lungs are around an 8, and the best filters today are around a 16. So anything between the two, if you're only filtering at a 4, everything else you're absorbing into your lungs, and you are that filter. So we want to keep your air clean, and we want to keep your evaporative coil clean. If that gets a bunch of dirt on it, it clogs. So my favorite filter that's non-electronic, there's some better ones that are electronic, but it's made by Lennox. You do not have to have a Lennox piece of equipment to put this in. It's 5 inches. It's called the Carbon Clean. It's also the number one recommended on Consumer Reports. And so it is a MERV 16. So a lot smaller than even your lungs would be catching and absorbing. So it takes care of allergens. And even if you're cooking and you get the smoke gases or bacon smell and onion smell, it will pull some of those smells right out of the air so you don't get the stagnant smell after you cook.
Now, that isn't anything most people can install. You actually have to have a cabinet modification to accept that, right?
Absolutely. So, that's an installed item. You can't just go buy it at Home Depot. On a benefit, you only replace it once a year, not every month.
At your spring tune-up, you have your technician replace it.
And the pressure drop is less than that of any of the paper or pleated 1-inch filters. It's less than, but does a better job.
So generally speaking, Dan, to answer your question about what filter we recommend, generally speaking, we're going to recommend the 1-inch paper pleated for most conventional homes. I tell people the only time you might want to reconsider that is when your unit comes on if you hear a lot of whistling. or sucking sound, because obviously your return air is too small. You're now strangling your unit, and you have no choice but to go back to the boulder catching spun fiberglass.
If that is the case, I'd highly recommend just getting your return enlarged. If you have an undersized return, you will kill your unit. It's one of the biggest killers of AC systems.
All right, so there's the filter conversation. And we were talking a little bit more about some of y'all's offers. What are y'all doing right now?
We're doing our $99 energy audit, and that's through APS and SRP. That's your thorough home evaluation, 3 to 4 hour comprehensive testing with a building analyst as well as a service technician. We're also offering our spring maintenance agreements right now. That's a $159.99 for two visits a year, and that's an advanced tune-up, all your cleaning, 60-point inspection. Or if you're just in the market for your spring tune-up, getting warmed up with Rheus, that's $89.99, and that's going to be our basic maintenance, getting you all ready to go for the summer.
And Rheus, phone number?
480-969-7500.
Serving the Maricopa County Greater Phoenix Market.
That's right, or reeis.com.
Okay, and Andrew?
All right, in Tucson, we're running several specials. It is spring. We want to help you get your system tuned up. So for only $38, we'll come out and we'll do a complete inspection and diagnostic and clean the condenser coil. It's quite a thorough process. Also, for the same price, we'll do a water heater flush and plumbing inspection from our plumbing department. And we're also doing energy audits as well, the same process that Rheus would do here in Phoenix. And in Tucson, we're offering those for $59.
And air conditioning is probably one of the more advertised industries, both in print and in the media as well. And we're talking about,
phone number.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Sorry, Rosie. Our phone number in Tucson, 520-333-2665. And the website is idesignac.com.
And you were talking about doing that service for $39. I tell people to be careful of contractors that are offering a deep discounted introductory rate, because you really have to know who you're dealing with and who you can or cannot trust, because...
Go ahead.
Where are we at? I find the biggest problem in... outside of the Rosie network, obviously, you can trust any Rosie contractor. So if they're offering you a great deal, fully take advantage of that every time. Outside of the Rosie network, though, you know, out of the 300 plus air conditioning contractors that are licensed, and that's not talking about the guys who are doing this unlicensed, but their service technicians are typically paid an extremely high commission, and we call them part replacers. That means they're coming out to your house, and I guarantee they'll find something wrong, more than one thing wrong with that system, and it may not be true. So you got to be real careful. I pull technicians to from the dark side to Rheus all across the valley all the time, pulling these guys out of high commission, 25% commission jobs to an honest hourly rate, and then that's going to give you, the homeowner, the confidence in knowing these guys are going to look at my system and look out for what's my best interest, and not be, you know, pulling parts off and doing dishonest work.
And how do y'all deal with that at Intelligent Design?
Absolutely. So what we do is we have, and if you're home and we can have you out at the system with us, we want, because there's so much dishonesty in the market, we want you with us. And when we find something that the reading is off, we'll actually show you the data plate on the product, the reading, what it should be, and then what it's actually reading. So you get to see it right there. And we'll also take pictures of that and put it in your file. Any part that we replace, let's say it's a capacitor, we give you the option to keep it and test it yourself. And we just want to make sure that you know we are doing what's right by you, because so many people have had a bad experience with the other guys.
Well, it's a lot like I tell people with home warranties, that when you're calling someone out, if you have a home warranty, I'm not a big fan of them. Because generally, once something goes wrong, you have to call the home warranty company. Then the home warranty company contacts the company that's going to come out and service it. Well, that company's not working for you. They don't have your best welfare at heart. They're worried about the home warranty company. That's their employer. That's who they're working for. And so they've made commitments that, look, we're going to get out to the service calls for $19, and then we'll handle it from there. And they're going to find something that isn't in the warranty, that isn't covered, that's going to have to be covered, because you just can't get a man and his tools and his truck out to a house for $19.
Correct.
No way.
So comes back around to bite you on the backside. So I tell people, look, rather than a home warranty, if you bought the house and they're providing you with one, that's fine. But rather than renew it, just establish great relationships with service techs. You know, get to know your plumber, get to know your air conditioning guy, get to know your roofer and your electrician, and rely on them. We have Raul who contacted us and wanted to know what your recommendations are for duct work and how should it be insulated. And we were talking rigid duct earlier. Well, there's also flex duct. So let's talk about the best duct design that we're currently seeing and installing. When we get back, we'll be talking duct design with Jeff Carmichael of Rias and Andrew Dobbins of Intelligent Design right here at Rosie on the House, as well as taking your calls 1-888-767-4348.